on the text. Frank Panisi, in the meantime, from the Melbourne Storm. Melbourne Storm welcomed today's decision by the Victorian government that will allow the club's NRL squad to return to training at Amy Park this week. They don't have to head back to Albury. Welcome to you, Frank. Great to have you on.
Great to be on, Dwayne. It sounds like you've opened a can of worms with that team of yours.
Oh, well, it's Red Energy's team. I'm just weighing into it with rather than sit on the fence like Gavin Wanganeen did on the show earlier. I thought I'd better at least not sit on the fence myself. The Melbourne Storm staying home. Albury's going to miss you, Frank.
Yeah, we're back in Albury. We've got half the squad stayed and the other half went home for the weekend and got back this morning. So we'll finish here tomorrow, today and tomorrow, and then head back on Tuesday night to restart at Amy Park. So mixed emotions, Dwayne. There's obviously, you always love to be home. That's given. But we've really enjoyed our time in Albury the last week, and it's been a very successful week.
For those unaware, Daniel Andrews spoke today, and as of Wednesday or midnight tomorrow night, there's going to be an opportunity for sport to resume in this state, just in general, in groups of 10 or less. So you can go and golf, or you can kick a footy with social distancing still for those in the general public. 5 family guests allowed in your house from Wednesday as well, to a maximum of 5 visitors to your house. Professional sport is deemed as a workplace, though, so a few different parameters for professional sports. Frank, are you allowed to get together as a whole squad back at Amy Park?
Yes, we are. We've fulfilled the first week of being what they call Level B. We could only train in groups of 10 last week, and now we've gone to Level C, where, as I watch training here at Albury Sports Ground, the players are training as a full squad, and we'll do the same when we get to Melbourne. And the AFL will go through the same. They'll start this week on Level B restrictions, which is groups of 10 and certain practices you can and can't do. And then gradually they'll go then to Level C as well, where they'll go into larger groups. But no, answer your question there, we'll be training as a full squad come Thursday.
So give us the guidelines, the parameters that the Victorian government have set for you to allow you to train as a full squad. It's partly because you've got an exclusive lockout training venue that you can go to, yeah?
Yeah, that's non-negotiable. That's part of with all governments, the NRL had to provide a very strict set of protocols that clubs have to follow to be allowed to be given that exemption. And so at the moment, we're in the process down at Amy Park of creating what's called a clean zone, within an exclusive clean zone for us to go through, where the 50 nominated people, 32 players and 18 football staff are the only ones in that area, which is basically their gym, their locker rooms, the training field itself, and offices and meeting rooms. So that's part of the protocols to get those exemptions. So it's just not as normal practice. We actually have to create that area, and that's what we're doing in the next 48 hours.
So you're, as a professional sport, no different to the AFL in that the AFL, if the AFL allowed it, could do the same on Wednesday, train in a lock-off venue as a full squad.
Yeah, the only difference being because they're starting, it's to do what I'm led to believe through the federal government AIS protocols, that rather than just going full ball from 0 to 100, you go from working in individuals and you go into groups of 10. In rugby league, we had a week of doing that, and then now we're in full. So I'd imagine they'll be the same. Whether it's a little bit longer, they'll do at least a week of level B of groups of 10 before they can go into the next category.
And do you temperature test all your players on the way in, or do you're letting them make their own judgment as to whether they've got a sniffle or whether they don't feel like they should come?
No, both, Dwayne. In the morning before they leave home, they have to fill out an app on their phone, which requires them to ask them some questions. And they also do their own temperature testing. And then when they arrive at Amy Park, there's only one entry and one exit now for the players, and they'll get temperature tested by nominated staff. And again, if they under the temperature, they're allowed to train. If not, they'll won't be permitted to train. So that's for every day of training until the protocols are on. So as you can see, they're very strict, but without the protocols, we wouldn't be allowed to train and get those exemptions. So no one's complaining. Everyone just follows the rules.
Are you limiting their involvement or asking them to limit their movement outside of training so they come into contact with less people than they might normally if they were just free to go to the shop and do their shopping themselves? Are you asking them to limit that involvement?
Yeah, they've got no choice, and that includes themselves as staff. Is when you're nominated as part of the 50, you sign a waiver, and one of those conditions in the waiver outside your training facility is basically you go home. Include things like you can only travel to training on your own, no carpooling unless it's in a, you're granted permission to do so for extreme reasons. And unless it's for a medical reason or a few other reasons, you basically can't leave home. And I think, that players have got, and staff have got no choice. That's what we signed up for. And it's just to allow, to minimise the risk of infection. You'll never minimise it completely, but it's we'll make it as minimal as possible as we can. So we understand, we knew what we're signing up for, and but ultimately it's about, you know, training again and playing the game. So we understand that the sacrifice is required, and no one's really complaining. Everyone's just moving on.
Yeah, so I suppose they can have five people, family members, come to their house, but you're almost suggesting that they sort of limit that to as minimal as possible.
Well, under the protocols that were set out last week, no, we can't. But it basically, you get visitors to your place. That player and that staff actually, you know, have to leave. So, unfortunately, whilst the restrictions for the general community will be loosened as from today, in our particular case is rugby league, and I imagine AFL will follow the same protocols. You know, we're on a very, very strict protocols. You know, we can't go and visit anyone. That's not allowed, and also getting visitors as well. So, they are restrictive. They're onerous. There's no doubt about that. But as I said, without them, we wouldn't be given these exemptions to play again. So I think everyone understands the reasons why.
Yeah, and May 28 looks like still being a goer. Do you know when your first game or where it's going to be?
No. Well, I would say that the first week or two, I think they got plans to play the games in Sydney, which I'm led to believe. That's not. And then hopefully after that, the home and away will come back and we'll get games in Melbourne. No draw. And not even what day. I mean, that's the other thing we're hearing too, that games will be played from anywhere from Thursday night to Monday night. So there's a large spread of games over a weekend. So we're very keen to know what day we're playing that first weekend just to get our training program right.
And you pretty much get a big window of opportunity where people are going to have their eyes on rugby league and no other sport for a little while. So playing, you know, most nights of the week seems to make sense.
It's quite exciting, actually. And I think the players are quickly realising that, and I think not just in this country, but you know, there's an opportunity now for our game to be broadcast in other nations around the world that are just, you know, starving of live sports. So, you know, whether it's only going to be for 2 or 3 weeks, it's really important that we take that opportunity, and the quality of the games are great. I think you'll find too that when the draw comes out, they're going to, all the big rival games will be early on, the games that will generate the excitement and hopefully a high level of quality. So I think that's why they're probably taking their time coming up with the draw, get those first few weeks right.
And where do we end up with this vaccine argument for the flu shot? Have you got 100% buy-in for that one?
Well, thankfully we have at the Melbourne Storm, Wayne, so we've got no issue, but there's probably a couple of clubs around the NRL. And it's interesting. I think the NRL relaxed their rules there late last week. But then Queensland government came along and said, no, if all Queensland-based players have to have the vaccine. So I think the Gold Coast Titans have got 3 players. And I was speaking to their footy manager this morning, and those 3 players are actually not allowed to train at the moment. So that's in the air there. So it's going to be interesting where that's going to end up, whether they can play or not. But thankfully, all our staff and all our players, all 50, have had the vaccine shot for the flu. So we don't have to worry about that one.
So you wouldn't be allowed to play in Queensland if all your players hadn't had it? Or those players wouldn't be allowed to?
Correct. So I think there's Canberra's got 3 and 3 very good players. Manly's the other club. I think we've got 3 or 4 players as well. So if Manly or Canberra currently states, if they have to get a game in Queensland, those players won't be allowed to be on the plane to play that game. So it's going to be interesting, you know, how that ends up.
Great to have a chat, dear Frank, to clarify all of that, because it has repercussions for the AFL's road back as well. Really appreciate your time over the course of, well, forever you've been joining us, it seems like, and that was a nice 10 minutes to spend with you there to give everybody clarity. Thanks for your time.
Pleasure, Dwayne.